Welcome to episode 55 of Gary King's Inconvenient Truths, where Gary presents video clips and stories I don't know are coming for my spontaneous and unrehearsed response. Gary, what do you got for me today?
I'm loaded. All right, so look, sometimes the only way to fight these people is with humor. The more bad things that happen to them, it seems, the more power that they get. And as a side note, look, you like the show, give us a thumbs up. Let's get it rolling, all right? Okay, our very first, we're called Graveler Football.
Right now, this is mainstream news. Okay, Graveler Football is real now. Watch this.
Friends starts right now.
Hey, this is going to be an unbelievable day of news, so don't miss a minute.
Israel against Gaza.
Point out the power players going against Israel. You got the West Bank, you got Gaza, but there's other players in this region.
So let's break it down country by country. First off, look at this. Afghanistan, we know they're running for the hills because of the Taliban.
Iran, front and center.
Egypt is where they came up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt gave birth to all these terror
organizations. Absolutely gave birth to all of it.
Let's back up and go over how we got here and who the players are. First, let's look down.
Okay, so they treat war between Christians and Arabs or Muslims and why they see it as football. They see it as like Squid Games. So one of the things that the idea of Squid Games is desperate people get in debt and then they make them kill each other for the amusement of the rich. It's 100% real. Oh, a live bear. Great cartoon. I forgot. I got to get that going.
Outline, this is the size of Israel, roughly the size of New Jersey. Missiles from Hezbollah coming back in, opening up a two-front war right there.
Boom.
So let's go to the wall. What about Hezbollah?
Bear in mind, like, little kids are getting blown up, and they're just treating it like Sunday football. And, of course, they have to pretend that all these atrocities are going on, or else it's so horrifying to witness that that's one reason why people hate truthers. Because if you see that Building 7 didn't kill himself in 9/11, you realize that that war was under faulty premise. Like, if you're defending your nation and they put babies in incubators and blah, 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 it's all worth it. But did they? Right? If you realize the nature of the Graveler lies, you're just watching people use human suffering as entertainment.
What is the gold standard of terror groups? Hamas is Shia. I think Hezbollah, no, you're right.
They don't even know. They don't care.
Yeah, Hezbollah comes up and says Shia. We have the muscle. We have the energy. We got the strategy. Okay, let's put it in perspective. Let's take a walk over to the map about where we're at right now. And first off, get it.
Israel on the 1 yard line, the Gaza Strip.
Friendly, Jordan. Here is Syria, obviously an enemy. They all love to kidnap. They all love to kill. They all like to horrify people.
All of them. All the Muslims, constantly kidnapping, constantly horrifying, baking babies, all time. Or else what we're doing is so monstrous that we wouldn't be able to live with ourselves. So before we take pride in gambling on human death, let's just know they've all put a baby in an oven. Didn't it? All right, so.
And they like to intimidate. That's really what makes up terror.
That's what's so scary about our current
beat. That was really good, but you know what Chris is doing right now?
Doing this right here.
You know what that means? I'm told that means 30 seconds left.
So during the week.
Time to go home?
All right, Pete, great job.
Thank you, bro.
I'll see you over the weekend.
Time.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, I sort of get his complaint, but honest to God, I don't have a problem with that show. I mean, this is like chess. They're showing the key players in order to understand what the hell's going on. I mean, it's complicated enough. I don't mind a simplified version. Egypt has 500 to 600 tanks on the border there. They could move into the Negev desert and Israel wouldn't have a response. If they shifted down from the north, brought IDF down, it would open a channel for Hezbollah to go right into Haifa. Hezbollah is now declaring war. Yemen has declared war. Algeria is on the verge of declaring war. Iran is in the background. Turkey has sent 100 ships off the coast. This is going to go very badly for Israel, Gary. I think his complaint, his concern is misplaced. Of course, We're talking about life and death, but my God, that's anything that helps us get an intellectual handle on what's going on is a good thing, and therefore I like the way they're explaining it. Sure, you could show all kinds of horrific film of Palestinians being slaughtered, the bombing in Gaza, the fact they've cut off water, food, electricity. Hell, they'd cut off air if they could. And remember the rule of three. Human being can survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's their idea to starve Gaza to death. It's all grossly in violation of international law, of the Hague Convention, the Geneva Convention. They're perpetrating genocide right there in front of God, and everybody in the world is outraged. Israel will never be the same. Internally, it's falling apart. Netanyahu is done. He may even be brought to trial for war crimes by his own people. The physical existence of Israel is in doubt. I think this guy's got a misplaced concern. There are a lot of real issues, but I don't think this effort to explain as though it were a chess game is inappropriate. In fact, I actually think it's a good idea. So count me not impressed by his complaints and liking that which he's complaining about.
Okay. All right. I wanted to entitle this one, "Somebody Get Me a Barf Bag."
I don't know why I was born, but there is something about the state of Israel that connects deeply to me. To have the privilege to stand with the Jew is a tremendous honor spiritually. So I want to read a letter that I wrote that I am sending to the state of Israel. To Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the honorable officials at the state of Israel. In this moment, I have chosen to ask you for citizenship in the state of Israel. I have nothing to offer but my voice of support. And some might say that my support might be more valuable as an independent voice. Perhaps they're correct. But my request for citizenship is not about words, it is about deeds. Why, one might wonder, would I want to embrace a heritage and identity that is so ruthlessly hunted down again and again? Yet it is precisely during such moments that we must choose to stand. I anticipate no privileges or exemption from the state of Israel. I instead yearn to align myself with those willing to rise, to fight, and sacrifice for the fundamental right to live. Is this not what both Israel and America embody? In closing, my desire for dual citizenship does not stem from any expectation of gain, but from a deep-rooted belief in standing with what is right and true. 10 years ago, I took my children to Israel for the first time, but we first visited Auschwitz in Poland. I told them, "You cannot understand Israel without the Bible or Auschwitz." May Israel remain an eternal flame of hope, a beacon of resilience, and a testament to the enduring human spirit.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, the guy's a mental moron and an intellectual midget. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you even look at the floor plan for Auschwitz, it had a woodworking shop, it had a symphony hall, it had a hospital with OBGYN facilities. They even had a brothel at Auschwitz. There was a British soccer team at Auschwitz. Hundreds of babies, even thousands, were born at these various camps. It still takes 9 months of gestation, Gary. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. He's incredibly gullible to buy into all this. He's obviously either done any research whatsoever, or he'd be a Holocaust denier. Instead, the option is a big fat liar. Oh, I'm unimpressed in the extreme. Glenn Beck belongs with the other miscreants who are out there shoveling propaganda. He's actually endorsing genocide. He's endorsing mass murder. He's endorsing settlers uprooting Palestinian villages, poisoning their wells, tearing down their olive groves that have existed for hundreds, even thousands of years. He's all for demolishing mass bombing of Gaza, a tiny area of 140 square miles with 2.3 million refugees packed in. He's for violations of international law, the Hague Convention, the Geneva Convention. In my opinion, Glenn Beck can go to hell. What a waste. Forget him. Write him off. He's discredited himself completely, intellectually and morally.
Yes, I have a question for Secretary Albright. Why bomb Iraq when other countries have committed similar violations? Turkey, for example. Can I finish? For example, Turkey has bombed Kurdish citizens. Saudi Arabia has tortured political and religious dissidents. Why does the U.S. apply different standards of justice to these countries?
Let me say that when there are problems such as you have described, we point them out and make very clear our opposition to them. But there is no one that has done to his people or to his neighbors what Saddam Hussein has done or what he is thinking about doing. I am very...
About Indonesia. Well, you've turned my microphone off.
Show that Saddam Hussein has produced weapons of mass destruction, which he's clearly not collecting for his own personal pleasure, but in order to use, and therefore he is qualitatively and quantitatively different from every brutal dictator that has appeared recently, and we are very concerned about him specifically and what his plans might be.
Thank you. What? My microphone is off. There we are. What do you have to say about dictators of countries like Indonesia, who we sell weapons to, yet they are slaughtering people in East Timor? What do you have to say about Israel, who is slaughtering Palestinians, who impose martial law? What do you have to say about that? Those are our allies. Why do we sell weapons to these countries? Why do we support them? Why do we bomb Iraq when it commits similar problems?
There are various examples of things that are not right in this world, and the United States is trying... I really am surprised that people feel that it is necessary to defend the rights of Saddam Hussein, when what we ought to be thinking about is how to make sure that he does not use weapons of mass destruction.
I'm not defending him in the least. What I am saying is that there needs to be consistent application of U.S. foreign policy. We cannot support people who are committing the same violations because they are political allies. That is not acceptable. We cannot violate U.N. resolutions when it is convenient to us. You're not answering my question, Madam Albright.
Study carefully what American foreign policy is, what we have said exactly about the cases that you have mentioned. Every one of them have been pointed out. Every one of them we have clearly stated our policy on. And if you would like, as a former professor, I would be delighted to spend 50 minutes with you describing exactly what we are doing on those subjects.
Secretary.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, among the things that are wrong with the world are people like Madeleine Albright, who's a liar, pants on fire. There were no weapons of mass destruction. The whole thing was an outrage. They're suggesting the death of 500,000 young infants in Iraq was worth it is ridiculous. She's another supremacist Jewish Zionist in our government. We have to ferret them out. As I explained in my very first political speech on 15 April 2008, at a Ron Paul Freedom Rally on the grass outside the Capitol in Washington, D.C., in a talk that would be subsequently published under the title 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda, we must not allow dual citizens to have policy shaping or decision making roles in government because we cannot know that they're loyalty to the other state does not outweigh their loyalty to the United States. And that's true not only of Madeleine Albright, but Alexander Mayorkas at Homeland Security, Merrick Garland as our Attorney General, Anthony Blinken as our Secretary of State, Janet Yellen as the Secretary of the Treasury. None of these people should be in government. There should be a law forbidding it. And what's happening now is an attempt to simply utilize the United States as a military arm of Israel. That's all we are to them. They want to use us, destroy us, and throw us away. And the American people had better get the message before it's too late. Madeleine Albright is a disgrace.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer, I like to remind people that this is a bit of an entertainment show.
I've come to one of the hottest tourism destinations in the world, Israel. Defying mathematics, this 74-year-old country has thousands of years of history. Book your stay on an illegal Israeli settlement. There are hundreds of stolen Palestinian homes to choose from. Pay a little extra, and you can go on one of our bombing Syria tours. They're on special offer right now. Sun, sea, sand, and suppression. Yes, don't worry, you will fly home guilt-free. Gaza is off limits for tourists, and who wants to visit an open-air prison anyway? No, visit the land of cultural appropriation, where you can find the best Israeli dishes, like hummus and tabbouleh. The land of tolerance and inclusivity, where everyone except a gay Palestinian is welcome. The Israeli nightlife is banging, especially during election season. Phosphorus bombs light up the sky over Gaza. You can hear the sound of snipers in the distance. Forget safari tours in Africa. Drive through the West Bank. You never know, you might catch a glimpse of a rare species. Journalists, for instance, have nearly been hunted to extinction in these parts. You know what? Why not just move to Israel? It's easy. Just find a Jew on your family tree, not a Palestinian, or marry a Jew, and more land will be freed up, especially for you. I mean, if you don't move there, someone else will. So what are you waiting for? Visit the last apartheid on earth.
Okay.
Harry, that's absolutely wonderful. You mentioned humor. It's satire, parody. Profound truths are encapsulated in this wonderful piece, Gary. I can't recommend it strongly enough. It savagely eviscerates the pretense that Israel is a worthy nation among nations when it's the foremost apartheid state, because most of the arguments of Israel are descendants of Khazarians, modern-day Ukraine. They have no entitlement to the lands of Palestine. They're not related to the tribe of Judah. But because the Palestinians have been there for thousands of years and are bona fide Semites, Israel turns out to be the greatest practitioner of anti-Semitism in the world today, perhaps that the world has ever known. Gary, it's disgusting. This is brilliant, lampooning a false image cast of Israel as a wonderful place to visit, as a humane nation. And I mean, it is devastating. I love it.
All right, we've got a couple more clips that we hope are entertaining. The only thing you can do is laugh these days sometimes.
I've been working all day. Bullshit pay. All right, let's see what we got here. Biden sends Ukraine another $1 billion. Bank of Canada raises interest rate. Taylor Swift increases her body count. Yeah, big shocker there.
Turn it up, Gary. Turn it up.
I'm going to go make myself a sandwich.
I think that's about it. I'm going to try something.
Heard the news? Israel is under attack. The Palestinians are finally fighting back.
Oh, another war for our country to financially back. You sheeple are still falling for this Zionist false flag crap.
After 75 years of subjugation, Palestinians are standing up to their evil masters. Decolonization is not a metaphor. This is Palestine versus colonization.
The Hamas terrorist group descended upon innocent Israelis in paragliders. Completely unprovoked, they raped and murdered innocent women and children. They beheaded babies. This is Israel versus terrorism. It's really that simple.
This is Israel versus itself. Israel created Hamas years ago to do their dirty work, and now that same rebel group is being instructed by their masters to descend upon Israel in a false flag attack. This will justify more war, more refugees in the West, and most importantly, more stringent anti-Semitism laws. Complete bans on any criticism of Jewish people to shelter Zionists from retaliation for what's about to happen next. Which will be more dead children in Gaza!
Which will be more hate crimes against the Jews.
Which will be nothing unless you allow it. Just envision the Palestinians and the Israelites embracing in a warm hug. Direct your energy to love.
Absolutely not. Direct your energy to directed energy weapons and nuke those mother. This is the biggest Jewish massacre since the Holocaust. If Palestine stops fighting, there's peace. If Israel stops fighting, it ceases to exist.
Good! Israel only exists because Jews kicked Palestinians out of their homes and colonized their land!
Israel has belonged to Jews for thousands of years. You can't colonize your own homeland.
Israel exists because of the 109. If you know, you know.
That is Nazi apologia. The Jews are God's chosen people.
Yeah, until they murdered Jesus!
You don't even believe in Jesus. Goyim.
Free, free, Palestine, free, free, Palestine, free, free,
Mother
Palestine,
God, Father free, God, free, Sky free, Nation, free, free, sons Palestine, and daughters free, of Palestine. Source vibration.
Israel is not a country! I heard Israel is full of white supremacist Nazis!
Wait, what?
What? That doesn't make any sense. White supremacist Nazi?
That's not it, fam. No. That doesn't make sense.
Even I know that's retarded. What'd I miss?
Okay.
I'm in love, Gary. She got me at hello. You know, this woman is so wonderful. If I were a young man, I'd be chasing her around like Mozart did his girlfriend in Amadeus. I mean, I love her. She's just spectacular and makes so many marvelous points in a humorous but devastating fashion, Gary. What a great clip.
Oh, we've got one more semi-humorous one, and then we're going to get a little hardcore on your butt.
Living the lie just to get by. As long as we're moving forward, there's nothing we can't do.
Welcome to the BB and Skeet Skeet podcast. This is Vladimir Zelensky. Lately, there has been a lot of hubbub about Gaza and Israel. But I would just like to remind everyone, I still need more money. Does nobody know that Hamas was founded and run by Mossad? I mean, Israel is telling people that with trillions of dollars, they're being overrun with people in squirrel suits. What the fuck is this, Escape from LA? I mean, really, guys, you have to think more critically here.
Nice try, son, but that's amateur hour. Let me show you how it's done. But before that, you really should buy some new clothes. Don't you have anything else to wear aside from that green shirt? You smell like a garbage dump. I guess no one told you you only have to act the part, not smell like it. Anyways, this is ridiculous. We are strong, but we are victims. All the time. Every time. When Israelis die, it is called murder. But when we run over Palestinian children with tanks, it is called justice, or oopsies, or a hospital imploding on itself from fire, like 9/11 happens all the time. Now, it could be real, it could be a movie set. Which reminds me, this episode of BB and Skeet Skeet is brought to you by UnrealPerson.com. Now, at the click of a mouse, you can start your own narrative where you're a victim. Maybe you were a part of a school shooting and you need photos of your child who died while you were oddly laughing after you signed up for an interview less than 24 hours after your kid died for some reason. Or maybe you need a gunman running around that has killed 20 people in Maine, or victims of a virus so that you can lock people down in their homes. Well, now, psychological warfare isn't just limited to governments and multinational corporations anymore. Go to UnrealPerson.com and start creating your own reality for other people to be angry or afraid of today. I mean, hell, with some Photoshop skills, you could put some dark robes over them and use ChatGPT to come up with a new secret society that is the real power source behind the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, and now the World Economic Forum. Just think, you could make your own Mortal Kombat bad guy like Klaus Schwab. Fun for the whole family. Truthers can start their own personal grifts now. Who knows, maybe you're really QAnon. Those people are so retarded, with a bit of effort, you could even be Queen of Canada. And now back to the show. Don't mind the dancing Israelis. We are a fun, asshole fucking nation of dancers who like to have a good time, and is how we express ourselves. This is what freedom means. We will protect your right to buttfuck from Sharia law, and we'll even throw in free tranny juice from Taylor Pharmaceuticals. Remember that thing that probably didn't happen to us a long time ago? Well, that means we are absolved from any moral responsibility now. Surely you Westerners understand victim consciousness. You justify your shitty behavior all the time on an individual level. We will come back stronger. We are going to build a bigger wall, and Trump and the Americans are going to pay for it in 2024, and you know what that means.
Yay! Jujicam!
Fork-faced!
Oh, that was wonderful!
AI.
That computer-generated images. The dancing Israelis, of course, were documenting the destruction of the World Trade Center for Liberty State Park, giving each other high fives. Over 200 Mossad agents in New York at the time, they were trying to destroy the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, the Brooklyn Bridge. They wanted to isolate Manhattan. Thank God NYPD was on the job. That thing a long time ago, of course. Anyone who does research is either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. You can find it all over the place in my research. For example, the Holocaust narrative, politics, Trump science on the government rag, or on my blog at jameshfetzer.org, for jimtheconspiracyguy.com, the 65 shows, the official history of World War II. Historical fact or mass illusion documented in Spain. What? You didn't know there was a British soccer team at Auschwitz? Gary, this is fabulous. I give it 5 stars. Off the charts.
Okay, this is just a screenshot here. This is a protest in Turkey, and I'd like to comment on this picture. The massiveness of the people that are upset.
My God, Gary, leave the image up there. There might be a million people there. I mean, that's absolutely staggering how many are there. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of thousands. We have, in other words, Jews Against Genocide, who occupied Grand Central Station. I've been there before. It's huge. This is marvelous. Turkey, of course, has sent 100 warships off the coast of Israel. I think they're going to make a major difference here, Gary. I'm very impressed. The Arab world, Sunni, Shia, are united. Something Madeleine Albright didn't mention is that Saddam Hussein had to rule with a strong hand because he had conflicting factions of Sunni, Shia, and Kurds in his society. I didn't mention, I know Susan Lindauer, who is a CIA asset, who actually had a correspondence conversation, a personal direct conversation with Saddam, where he knew the U.S. was planning to attack and wanted to avoid it, and offered to buy 1 million cars a year for the next 10 years. And as she was leaving, he said, look, if that's not enough, make it 20. Just imagine, Gary, If we'd accepted Saddam's proposal instead of destroying his magnificent country, we'd taken him up to buy 1 million cars a year for the next 20 years. Automobile industry has a heavy multiplier effect because you got tires, rubber, you got upholstery, leather, you got stereos, electronics, and a host of other goods. Unlike military spending, which is very specialized, does not have a multiplier effect. So the economics of the United States are colossally mucked up. But Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were intent on bombing the hell out of Iraq for Israel. The whole idea of 9/11, which is a brainchild of Bibi Netanyahu and Ehud Olmert, both of whom were prime ministers of Israel today, Bibi back again, he has more political lives than a cat, was to create an incident that would justify American forces intruding in the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that serve to counterbalance Israel's domination of the entire region, beginning with Libya and Iraq, ending with Syria and Iran, because of the intervention of Russia and Iran in Syria. It didn't come to pass, but what's going on now today in the Middle East is the extension, the continuation. Paul Craig Roberts nailed it. This is to finish off Syria and Iraq, Iran, if they can pull it off. Iraq is already in rubble, but there's a Palestinian, there's an Islamic resistance in Iraq that is attacking America. There are other Islamic groups in Syria that are attacking U.S. bases. Hamas is launching war on Israel. I already mentioned the Turkish fleet. Its president, Recep Erdogan, has a desire to be a leader of the Arab Muslim world. I think he's going to have his opportunity, Gary. I've already mentioned Algeria, Egypt. The world is unified against Israel. They're not going to get away with it this time, Gary. Not.
All right. This is a local news story, and no one knows hurricanes like New Orleans does, and how the new normal can come just so quickly. And all of these weather people are just lost in space.
Mexico rises to 48 following Hurricane Otis's landfall as a Category 5 storm. Officials say an American is among the dead. New Orleans has been safe from hurricanes this season, but events in Acapulco, Mexico are raising concerns.
Meteorologists say they have never seen a Category 5 storm develop as quickly as Hurricane Otis last week, and they say the trends are troubling for all hurricane-prone areas. Rob Masson has the story.
In just 12 hours, Otis went from a tropical storm to a Cat 5 hurricane, devastating the Mexican resort city of Acapulco, population 1 million, with 160 mile per hour winds.
The erosion has already changed this beautiful place.
Nearly 50 people died, 80% of the buildings are damaged, and Otis is now Exhibit A when it comes to the trend of rapidly intensifying storms.
There is no exercise for going from a tropical storm to a Category 5 in one day. How do you possibly evacuate our area in that amount of time?
It becomes so much more difficult. The timelines that we have now and what we see, you know, we talk about getting the coast evacuated, 2 and 3 day timelines, we're not gonna have that.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang says it's now time for people to consider evacuating even when the region is threatened by smaller storms.
If I weren't in this job and I was just a citizen and I had the money and the wherewithal to just pack up and drive away.
But others say that's tough.
I've been through Katrina, water up to here. So I don't think it's going to be any worse than that. So I stay.
As local officials raise concerns about hurricanes that are growing stronger, faster than ever, they say it makes it more important than ever for New Orleanians to be prepared.
Do you think it's important to get out of town?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. Nobody can take chance.
Officials say residents should consider fortified roofs and keeping supplies like water, canned food, and batteries at the ready. Though they say getting out of town is still the best way to stay safe.
It is something that people need to start wrapping their mind around because it is a different kind of normal that we have to brace ourselves for.
Cynthia Lee Shang says it's all part of a new normal that included 41 days of record high temperatures this year, a drought-driven saltwater wedge, and marsh fires that spurred deadly traffic accidents on I-55.
This is a big deal that's going on.
And she says the time to prepare is now. And while Otis was a Pacific hurricane, meteorologists say something similar happened in the Gulf of Mexico 5 years ago. That's when Hurricane Michael rapidly intensified into a Cat 5 storm that devastated Mexico Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Well, Gary, what they're not grasping is the new norm is weather warfare. That was a concocted hurricane. It's following in a pattern of the destruction of Paradise, California, and Lahaina, Maui. These are like Acapulco, exclusive areas, and, you know, Black Rock, State Street. They want to swoop down and buy it up on the cheap. I mean, I've been to Acapulco. I was there when I was 16 in 1957. Absolutely magnificent, wonderful. One of the great tourist resorts of the world. Well, now it's going to become expensive condos and estates for the wealthy. The idea these weather people can't put two and two together, I guess, is unsurprising. They don't actually seem to have any understanding. They're going by the script, the reports they're given. But anyone who understands climate change is a myth. That over 600 million years of Earth history, there was no correlation between the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and the temperature of the Earth. That CO2 is indispensable to life, the production of air and water, and that it actually cools Earth in four different ways. Look at the series I did, Anti-Climate Change, with Joe Olson, a completely brilliant engineer in 10 parts, on my video blog at BitChute channel Jim Fetzer, and get the idea. Don't let yourself be played. This is a hoax on a grand scale, such a large scale. Most of the public can't even wrap their minds around it, Gary. We'll get used to it, because the big lie has become an everyday occurrence now in this new era we're inhabiting, where humanity is at risk.
Yeah, I've talked to every single meteorologist in New Orleans, and they just look at me with a blank stare when I bring up anything about chemtrails or climate change. All right, this is on New York 2023.
This is why you should never lean on the doors in the New York City subway.
Apple becoming the world's largest trash pit. It's absolutely outrageous. All the migrants, they don't know where to put them. All the crime, all the waste. The wealthy are moving out of the city. The largest, most luxurious department stores are closing. That means their tax revenue is dropping, so they have fewer resources to deal with bigger problems. This is happening all over the USA because of the policy deliberately adopted by the Democrats. They're all in on destroying America, and they're doing a hell of a good job of it, Gary, as you can see right there, perfectly illustrated again and again and again.
Okay, on to Matthew Perry's been in the news today, and I understand he was a vax promoter.
Something is not adding up with Matthew Perry's death. As you all know, Matthew Perry was found drowned in his jacuzzi at his home in Los Angeles. Days leading up to his death, he was posting cryptic messages on his Instagram in reference to Batman. Starting on October 17th, Matthew Perry posted this video of a cinema room. Every wall was covered with Batman. And he points up to the corner of the room, and there's a bat signal up there. The next post, he posts a bat out on the water where it says, "Sleep well, everybody. I've got the city tonight. Matman." So he's referring to himself as Matman, playing on the pun of Batman. He has something that says, "Batman plays pickleball." It was announced that he played a 2-hour pickleball match right before he died. Now, there's one post that's very bizarre where it's somebody, it's not Matthew Perry's hand. I don't believe it's Matthew Perry's hand, but it's somebody's hand dropping 3 cranberries on a table. And Matthew Perry says, "This is what I've had to eat today. I'm Matman." People are speculating that this had something to do with the Cranberries lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan, as she was found dead from drowning as well. And then he goes on to post a picture of a jack-o'-lantern with the Batman signal carved into it saying, "Do you know what I mean?" And after this, he posts a video of the moon. And all it says is, "Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm Matman." And in his 83rd and final post, it shows Matthew Perry in the jacuzzi where he drowned. He says, "Oh, so warm water swirling around makes you feel good? I'm Matman." In this photo, you can clearly see that he's highlighting the moon, which is behind him as well. And that is another thing, is Matthew Perry died on a full moon with a partial eclipse. He died on the Hunter's Moon. Some are saying that this was a full moon sacrifice. So what does this mean? Is he trying to tell us something? Batman, Matman? What's very interesting is in the Batman TV series, season 1, episode 33, Fine Finny Friends, it is revealed that Bruce Wayne's great-grandfather was the founder of the secret society Skull and Bones at Yale.
"And that is Bruce Wayne's grandfather, Mrs. Cooper?"
"His great-grandfather."
"I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones."
"Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones."
Not to mention that it was episode 33, which is heavily involved with Freemasonry. Now, obviously, this is very tragic. I don't want to make light of this, but there's some things that just don't add up surrounding Matthew Perry's death. Matthew Perry has had a history of drug abuse. He's had medical issues. So it's leading a lot of people to think that he was relapsing. But some are speculating that he was telling everybody a message, or he was trying to tell everybody a message because of all of these Batman / Matman scenarios.
What do you make out of that?
Gary, you got me. I mean, that's baffling. What the hell is going on there? There are 100 different interpretations that could be imposed on that, you know, miscellaneous assortment of claims and tweets and whatever. I was assuming he might have drowned from the vax, as an effect of the vax, but that never even emerged here. So I just gotta say, beats the hell out of me. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, what about the Batman in the 60s, around 1965, saying that Bruce Wayne's dad's found his skull and bones? That's a little odd to me.
Well, of course it is. And Skull and Bones, these secret societies that are anathema to free society, as JFK emphasized. You got a whole lot of figures in politics in the United States that work to benefit each other, to Skull and Bones. John Kerry and W, for example, both bonesmen. And I take it part of their allegiance is to never interfere with the success of another bonesman. I mean, it's very analogous to the in-group strategy adopted by Jews, that has been so well documented by Kevin McDonald, of operating to benefit other Jews, where over 100 countries have given them the boot or prohibited them from getting involved in politics or the law because they use a strategy to benefit themselves. And now we have all these Zionist Jews in our government that are selling us down the river to benefit Israel, where Israel, like the Bush family, makes money using other people's money. Israel fights wars using other people's troops. Thus, have I been told, the sarcastic national anthem of Israel is "Onward, Christian Soldiers."
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of which,
we're on the brink of a nuclear war. Lebanon could come in. Syria could come in. Egypt already has 350,000 troops staged to come in. Their threat, Turkey, Sisi, is saying that he's going to come in. And if that happens, Russia will almost certainly come in. And we could easily sleepwalk into World War III. And, you know, the United States, the people are running our government now, Anthony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Avril Haines, Victoria Nuland, I don't think any of them have a healthy fear of nuclear war. We also have a diminished armory. And, you know, we're fighting a two-front war. And it's going to be tempting to go to the, you know, to the punchline, to the end game.
All right, Dr. Fetzer.
There are at least three of the four he cited are Zionist Jews who are just operating using America as a resource to benefit Israel. And of course, he's right about how things are shaping up. Putin has increased the production of Russian tanks sevenfold. And there's a whole lot going on here. Putin is allowing Iran and Syria to use, you know, Russian equipment or to have Russian support. I think this is all very, very bad for Israel, and that this time they're not going to get away with it, that the world is allied against them, including the most powerful nations in the world, Russia and China as well, Gary. This may be what Henry Kissinger predicted about 10 and a half years ago. In 10 years, Israel will no longer exist by the time this all sorts itself out. That may have come to fruition.
Okay, this is our last clip. It's around 6 minutes, so we can all kick back just a little bit. I like to get the brother's point of view on some of this stuff.
Now, there's a war going on with Israel, the whole Palestine situation.
Israel started it. Yeah, Israel started that war.
I seen, you know what, you because to be honest, man, I'm so busy. I didn't really know. I seen you break down the whole situation from like, you damn near gave me the whole history of the whole shit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of celebs from Meek Mill, LeBron James, Floyd Mayweather, that's speaking out about it. I think even Floyd is sending food and a whole jet of a whole care package over there. But you voiced out to certain celebs like Meek Mill. You said Meek needs to worry about the kids in Philly.
No. I didn't say that. I said the only.
Oh, my apologies. My apologies.
I said Meek compared the kids in the hood. He said, I grew up seeing kids shot in the hood, which was bad, but it's nothing like watching babies get blowed up. Well, Meek, you ain't seen no motherfucking baby get blowed up. You lying, nigga. They ain't showed us not one video of a blowed up baby. So you done run with this propaganda. This is propaganda. And you saying it's nothing like seeing babies get blowed up. What you think them bullets do, nigga, when they hit them babies? Blow their little asses up, blow off a limb, blow out a patch of meat, flesh. It's the same thing. Death is death. Right? So he go on to say some more other things. And I'm saying to myself, man, you only saying that Because them white boys had you bunny hopping with them with that linen suit on with no drawers. Some reason you saying that. White boy had you on the tennis court. Man, you know you can't wear fine linen like that, nigga. You got nigga, yeah. And you around billionaire. Man, that's the only reason he doing that. And then Robert Kraft went and got him out of jail. So I'm saying to myself, okay, man, I love Floyd Mayweather to death. Man, I love that nigga to death. I fuck with LeBron. I'm saying, where are these niggas, homie? For our people. For our people. Nigga, all the motherfucking police shootings, all the black on black shootings, all the pain that black people deal with and go through in America, where I plane at? They ain't never sent one plane to Nowhood, nowhere. No bulletproof vest, nowhere. No, nobody, niggas. What about Tamir Rice? What about baby Tamir Rice? Not one, my nigga. So everybody pull Israel. Well, let's look at this shit. They want us to believe that Israel is right all the time. They're never wrong. Where was this support, nigga, for Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
Nigga, what, where is this same kind of support? Nigga, Chicago just had 53 shot.
Yeah.
We got a war zone in Chirac. We got a war zone in the rap world, nigga. Baby's really dying. Lil Bibby. Tuka. JoJo, it's been going on for 10 years. Where's the plane for them? So, why is there so much support for Israel? What makes Israel so special? We don't believe in God like that. And what makes America come to the defense of Israel? When we're already spread it thin, from the Iraq war, the war in Afghanistan. We're finna send another $100 billion in aid. $90 billion to Ukraine, $10 billion to Israel. Why don't they just wipe our student loans out then? They ain't got to give us no aid. Just wipe our student loans out. But they can send hundreds of billions of dollars over there to a country that's oppressing another country. Israel is oppressing Palestine, homie. They went and took them people land. And I'm telling black people, who promotes more black destruction than the Jewish community by way of hip hop and entertainment? The movies that they choose to put us in don't depict us in the best light. So the narratives and the propaganda that the Jews uses in hip-hop music and by way of hip-hop movies and videos is the same exact things that Hitler used to start the destruction of the Jews. Propaganda, movies, television, music. That's how Hitler got everybody in Germany. So, okay, yeah, them Jews ain't no good. So the same thing that Hitler did to them, they are doing to us with our music. That's why King Von is so up revered amongst the Jewish population. That's why the kids were smoking on Tuka, because they had no concern for Miss Dominique, Tuka's mother, Tuka's sister, who had to be put into the mental hospital. Could they? Come on, homie. Come on, homie. Nigga Drake promoted homosexuality like a motherfucker. Girls love girls where I'm from. They played that on morning radio while we were taking our kids to school. Who controls the radio programming and what we hear? The Jewish community? So why would we be in such an uproar? Hey, we want to support the Jews. If you know history, you would not dare support the Jews. You would not dare support the Jews if you really understood history and what's going on with this conflict. America have never been right in no war. Except Pearl Harbor. We haven't been right in no war other than Pearl Harbor. And that's because we was attacked. America has been at war for almost 300 years, at least 274 years. We have not been at war. So we just came out of a hectic war, homie. That motherfucking Iraqi war did a number on our country. Not to mention the Afghanistan war, we lost. We was ran out of Afghanistan. They gave us an ultimatum, y'all better be gone, and we ran. We left Afghanistan, homie. Not only did we run out of there with our army and soldiers, we left billions of dollars worth of military equipment that now these people got and can use against us. So now we done joined in into the Russian and the Ukrainian war. They can't forgive our student loans. Think about how much money they done sent in aid just to Ukraine alone. That go our reparation. How can we have so much care and concern for people overseas? Nigga ain't got no concern for black people. So, nah, homie, I stand with Palestine because I know the truth. And I don't never want to. I don't never want to stand wrong knowing I'm wrong, thinking I'm right. Knowing I'm wrong. And that's what our celebrities are doing. They know they wrong, homie, thinking they right.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer, let's close it out.
Well, Gary, I like the guy. I'm reminded of the adage, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. He's a pretty clear thinker. He's mistaken about Pearl Harbor to this extent. FDR provoked the Japanese into attacking us at Pearl Harbor to overcome isolationist sentiment because he believed we had to get involved in the World War. Check out Don Sennett's book, Day of Deceit, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But in every other way, very thoughtful, down to earth, proving indeed you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. Gary, thanks for a great set of clips today.
All right, this has been Inconvenient Truth number 55. We'll see you next week.